From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The race for the Democratic presidential nomination takes another turn tomorrow. Seven states hold primaries or caucuses. Most of the candidates are picking and choosing states to concentrate on. In South Carolina, John Edwards is hoping for his first win. Wesley Clark is looking to do well in Oklahoma, and Joe Lieberman is making a push in Delaware. Only one candidate is putting time and resources into all seven states, and that is frontrunner John Kerry.
NPR's Scott Horsley is following the campaign of Senator John Kerry, and today he's in Albuquerque. New Mexico is among those holding caucuses tomorrow. Scott, let's talk about this tour of Senator Kerry. He's campaigning and running ads in all seven states. What's that been like?
Melissa, it's been a whirlwind. Right after he won in New Hampshire, Senator Kerry promised to personally visit all seven states during this week, and he's making good on that promise. We were in Missouri, South Carolina, Delaware, back to Missouri, then Oklahoma, North Dakota. And today, Senator Kerry hits the last two states, New Mexico and Arizona. As you say, he's running TV ads in all seven, and polls show that he is running first or at least a competitive seven in all the states, holding contests tomorrow.
Scott, you were traveling with Senator Kerry in Iowa and then in New Hampshire. In both of those states, he was not the front runner. He was catching up with Howard Dean and then passing him. And now that he is the front runner, I wonder if you're seeing any difference in his style or his message of campaigning.
I would say that Senator Kerry is incrementally looser on the stump now. He is certainly feistier when it comes to talking about President Bush. I think his message is also a little bit more focused, although I'm not sure if that's so much a result of his being in the front-runner status or just the necessity of keeping his rallies a little bit shorter now in order to fit with his fairly busy campaign schedule.
Are you seeing that in these different states that may have different constituencies or different issues, are there different points of his platform or his campaign theme that Senator Kerry is trying to highlight?
There's actually less of that tailoring of message than you might expect. For example, here in New Mexico, where 40% of the population, 40% plus, is Latino, Senator Kerry has really not incorporated any Latino flavor in his standard stump speech. Even the musical soundtrack, which Senator Kerry uses, which is a very calculated soundtrack, sort of heavy on New Jersey rock and Southern soul, was also unchanged. And I must say, in Albuquerque, it was a fairly white crowd that turned out to hear John Kerry.
Howard Dean has been in the forefront lately, attacking Kerry for being a candidate of special interests. How is John Kerry responding to those attacks?
Well, for the most part, he is trying not to respond directly. But today, for example, he did get the endorsement of New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer, who is perhaps best known nationally for fighting Wall Street corruption. And Elliot Spitzer defended Kerry as someone who has been willing to stand up to special interests. Perhaps that is aimed at insulating the senator a little bit from attacks from rivals like Howard Dean.
And I suppose it bears some mention that John Kerry is from the Bay State, and the New England Patriots have something to show for last night's Super Bowl victory.
Yes, John Kerry joked that it's great to see a New Englanders win in Texas. At the same time, he urged his campaign workers not to take anything for granted. As the Patriots learned last night, sometimes these contests come down to the final minute.
Scott Horsley, traveling with the John Kerry campaign in Albuquerque, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.